painters. One 19th century painter in particular named Jean-Baptiste Camille Corot. He's known for his love of landscapes, but Corot also loved costumes. Now an exhibition at Washington's National Gallery focuses on the costumes and the women wearing them. Here's NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg.
Jean-Baptiste Camille Corot made thousands of landscapes. He did them well, and he did well by them.
By the 1850s, he is a seriously successful, nationally renowned landscape painter.
Corot didn't start painting figures, women mostly, until the last two decades of his life. He died in 1875 and didn't exhibit them except to friends at his sociable studio. How come? Curator Mary Morton says the figure work is a departure for Corot.
It's very private. It has a very different emotional temperature than the landscapes. It's a little bit melancholic. It's quite poetic. It's very much about interior subjectivity. And I think he just felt that it wouldn't play as well.
None of the women look very happy. They sit, they stare, they contemplate. Mary Morton says it could be because Corot made them feel so comfortable. Other artists expected personal services from their models as lovers, mistresses, prostitutes.
That was not the case, apparently, in Corot's studio. He was very gentle, respectful, kind.
The models called him Papa Corot and could relax with him, show their true selves.
If you're beaming and smiling, you're performing for the lens or the artist. If you're relaxing, this is what you look like.
Pensive. Pondering. He puts the women in various exotic costumes. There was a family fascination with fabric. Corot's mother was a famous milliner, his father a textile merchant. In the 1870 painting Jewish Woman of Algeria, the model wears a bright red skirt and black velvet-looking jacket, loose, with full graceful striped sleeves and embroidered gold circles. The costume in North Africa of a Jewish bride.
I think it is a perfect piece of painting.
His Agostina from 1866 is an Italian countrywoman in a burgundy jumper. Agostina is imposing.
Her shoulders are so broad. She's got these big arms.
No dainty little thing standing there at the well with her pitcher, the top of her white undershirt peeking out, kind of a 19th century Madonna, the singer, not the virgin.
Yeah. The erotics of a powerful woman.
There's one real beauty in 1870s interrupted reading. Long earrings, lovely bead necklaces, full beige skirt. Sitting, thinking, maybe about the book open in her left hand. Her head rests on the right hand and arm. Odd arms again, bare.
He's changed her outfit to reveal more flesh.
But it's mottled, dappled. Not nearly as worked over as her face, and the skirt looks unfinished.
He's still sort of working it out, but it's enough for him. For him, it's completed, although it is not completely refined and finished in a contemporary academic way.
It's not beautiful skin. It's not smooth skin.
Right.
It's not skin you love to touch.
Yeah.
It looks as if it needs a little body lotion.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, he's left. There's brush strokes there. Yeah.
On purpose, or maybe got bored with it?
He
did such a good job on the head.
I think it's enough for him. And this is, of course, this is 1870s. This is what Impressionism is going to be. I mean, this becomes the conversation for the next 20 years.
And he is starting it. Curator Mary Morton says Corot, in his 70s, is changing, experimenting, and entitled to paint as he pleases.
When you're an artist that's lived as long as he's lived, you're in the twilight of your career, and you're loosening up, and you're painting for yourself in a way. Mm-hmm. Certainly not for the academy or for exhibition. Mm-hmm. This is how he wanted it, just like this.
Portrait of the aging, admired landscape artist wielding his paints and brushes in new ways. Corot, Women, at the National Gallery till December 31st. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.